Alabama and Tennessee's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Welcome to hour number three here on a Thursday, a Friday Eve, we like to say sometimes. Is your microphone working now, JP?
Yeah, we're back.
Hey! It was easy stuff.
I saw somebody texted in and asked if it's really equipment or if I learned from Billy Ray Cyrus. It was actually the equipment. What? Did you see that clip?
I saw something about it, but I didn't watch it because he looked like he was so strung out. Was Billy Ray Cyrus even right that night?
I mean, no, I don't think so. But it was something about how his equipment wasn't working and he decided to leave. So he's
playing at the inaugural and he decides, you know what, mic's not working, I'm out of here.
Yeah. So I did not learn that from Billy Ray. No, I'm still here.
I'm still trying to figure out how they schedule the acts for some of that. Like, why was Snoop Dogg playing? I don't understand.
I don't know. It's probably a move towards, I don't know. It's funny, too, because Snoop Dogg called people out for playing for Trump back in 2017. Yeah, he had a change of heart.
Apparently. Yeah, Brian from Huntsville says, it's long past the time that every state has special sessions over illegal alien issues. Greenland needs to make those sanctions, too. The state of Greenland? Yes, it does. Junebug from Hartsville checking in again says, President Trump just pardoned 23 peaceful pro-life advocates who were unfairly prosecuted and many sent to prison by the Biden administration. This is wonderful news, and hopefully this targeting of pro-life advocates will never happen again. Yeah, can we please have the FBI get back to doing actual FBI work, like the kind that makes people proud to be an FBI agent? Wouldn't that be something? You know, you join the FBI, I'm sure, so you can do things like, I don't know, stop human trafficking, white collar crime, do the big investigations that actually make the streets safer and the markets safer. And does that mean arresting pro-life grannies? No, probably not. And yet, somehow or another, that became a thing. So I'm just proud to see that, yeah, Trump did pardon 23 peaceful pro-life advocates. And Junebug, thank you for reminding me to say it on the air. I appreciate that. David from Bucky says, Phil, my daughter told us that eggs are now $12.99 a dozen in California. Yeah, but it's California. So there's that. I'm pretty sure that a stick of gum is three times in California what it would take to buy a stick of gum in Alabama. California has a way of making the least costly items more costly. And then TL from Huntsville, thank you very much. He mentioned the fact that, yes, we did have a frozen camera on the streaming and we got it fixed. So we are good. Like we're streaming. It's like it never happened.
Yeah, if you were watching the stream and it went out, you're probably... I had to start a whole new stream, so go back. I refreshed it on the website on the live stream tab if you guys didn't catch that. So, yeah, go refresh. We're back streaming.
By the way, you can catch us in a lot of ways. So we are definitely broadcasting on multiple radio stations across the North Alabama, East Tennessee, Northwest Georgia region. But we are also, by the way, on a lot of different platforms online. So no matter where you are in the whole wide world, you can go to the World Wide Web and you can pick us up on YouTube, on Rumble, still on Twitch for right now.
Actually, that's been taken down.
Oh, we just took it down.
Yeah, we're working on Facebook to replace it, so stay tuned. One,
by the way, I'm pretty excited about that, to be honest, because we're reclaiming an old account that we thought we'd lost, and it looks like we're getting it back. With 6,000 followers already attached to it. Whoop, whoop. Can I have an hallelujah or something? Give me something. This is worth it. Yes. Thank you very much. You can catch us in all those places. Here's one thing I would ask of you. This would mean a lot to us. All you ruffians out there who support what we do on this show, if you would be so kind as if you, whatever platform you use, whether it be X or YouTube or whatever, if there's a subscribe or a follow or a like option, please do that. Because what happens for us is as a business, as we are a growing business, Right Side Media is a parent company, we are growing, you're allowed to do more things once you have more of those clicks. And so we have to continue gaining new levels in order to unlock the ability. It's like playing a video game. You unlock the next level. Well, we're actually growing pretty exponentially right now. But we need y'all's help in that, and it would mean a lot to us as a business case for those things to happen. So please do. All right, I'm jumping into Dipper number three. I want to start. We got audio. You good on audio? I'm going to go with audio number one here momentarily, all right? Tom Homan. Look, Tom Homan's a man. If you didn't know it, everything about the border is changed already. Everything. I don't mean like a little bit. I mean like everything. So suddenly we have a border again. And I think I need like applause, laughter, something. Hit me whatever sound effect you feel good about. But the reality is this. Suddenly the border is back. And that's just huge. Yes, it is. Go for it, man. Just stack them up, brother. But yeah, we have gone from having no border, porous along the southern edge and even the northern edge of our country, questioning whether we even had any effort at all on the presidential administration to do something about it. And now, within days, everything has changed. Now, I will say this. One thing I'm pretty excited about is it's not just the presidential action. It's also starting right now in Congress. Alabama's state U.S. Senator Katie Britt just passed the first piece of legislation for the new Congress, the very first piece of legislation that will go to President Trump's desk. And that's a huge feather in her cap. It also makes Alabama look really good. Thank you very much, Katie Britt. But this is the Lake and Riley Act. It passed yesterday. And I'll just be honest with you, this is nothing but good. So the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, if you want to see some good stuff about immigration reform, go look at fair.us. That's their website. Pointed out that this is very fittingly the first bill to be passed. Now, you might say, I thought that it voted on the House. I thought it was already done in the House. They had to send it back because it went to the Senate and it got amended. But it got amended in a good way. It got amended in a better way. So Joni Ernst, Chuck Grassley, and John Fetterman all added amendments to it that did things that made it stronger, and everybody agreed. And it added a whole provision that requires DHS to issue detainers and take into custody any aliens who are charged with or convicted of or admit to crimes that resulted in death or serious bodily injury. So it's not just theft crimes, other things now too. If there is any possibility they're harming people, they're being detained. And they're going to be deported. And that's huge. And I'm so glad. I said to somebody the other day on another show that the Lake and Riley Act, in fact, I said it to Congressman Palmer yesterday on this show, the Lake and Riley Act, we can't bring Lake and Riley back. She's gone from us now. The young lady had her life snuffed out by an illegal alien. Should have never happened. Her and a number of others should have never happened. We can't bring them back, but we can honor their memory. And I'm so glad that the very first thing that the Congress decided to do was pass the Lake and Riley Act. And congratulations to Senator Katie Britt from Alabama for making that happen. All right, now, but what's happening in terms of, like, border control? Well, a lot. Tom Homan calls it a game changer. So here's a quick clip of Tom Homan talking during an interview on Fox about the fact that the policies put in place in the last few days have been what he calls a game changer. Go ahead and play it.
Absolutely. Look, the greatest president in my lifetime, he's back. Because in 2 days, the last 24 hours, total apprehensions on the southwest border, 766. Compare that to the 10 to 12,000 Biden had at one time.
All right, stop.
CBP.
So get that? We were seeing sometimes up to 10 to 12,000 detentions a day under Biden. Yesterday, 766. Wow, keep playing it.
Biden had it one time. CBP, CBP1 releases, zero. CHNV, Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, Venezuela releases, zero. Total of 766 across the entire southwest border. That is a game changer.
That is absolutely a game changer. When he said the CBP1 app, what he's saying is the app that Biden put in place to make it super easy for people to go online and just reserve their way through the illegal processes of crossing the border. I mean, it was nuts. We're going to expedite the process by giving you an app. What are we doing? Why don't we just go ahead and roll out a red carpet while we're at it? Well, the app got shut off within 10 minutes of Trump taking the oath of office. And the CBP1 apps that were already filled out, you know, the applications that were already filled out and were pending approval, nada. Not a one of them had any action in the last couple of days. And the special incoming visas, you know, the ones where they just basically say, oh, you're from certain countries, we'll just let you in. That would be Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, Venezuela. Guess what? Nada. I mean, y'all, this is more than a game changer. It's a whole new game. And that is nothing but wonderful. Now Trump has issued a series of executive orders on the border. When we get back from this break, I'm going to tell you about what they are. And I got more from Tom Homan in another interview where he talks about the fact that, oh, by the way, ICE is already arresting people like yesterday and today, like raids everywhere. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, pulling pins on truth grenades. Hey, by the way, I got to take a quick aside here to point out a couple of things. Number one, we talked earlier on the show, you and I did, JP, about Lisa Murkowski, Senator Murkowski, and whether she was going to vote for Hegseth, and she said she's not. I'm reading also that not only has she said that she would vote against Pete Hegseth, we're reminded that she also voted against Justice Brett Kavanaugh because she said she didn't approve of his temperament or his demeanor. And yet she did vote for liberal Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. So she is, I'm not sure why there's an R by her name.
No, she's a Maine R, though. So
she's a what?
An R from Maine.
No, that's Susan Collins. Murkowski is from Alaska.
Oh, Murkowski's Alaska. That's right. Yeah. That one's a bit surprising. I think Alaska is pretty dang conservative.
It is. And Murkowski barely survived a election challenge, I believe, in the last go-round. So she's lucky to even be there wasting our time pretending she's part of the caucus. I mean, you know what? I bet there's times when she actually lines up. I'm just wondering how in the world she can be so opposed like this on things that she knows are part of the overall plan and agenda.
I was going to say, this is not one you can divert on. Like, no. This is a big one, especially when the margin is so close, 51-49. It's pretty ridiculous.
She better hope she's not like the deciding reason why anybody doesn't get confirmed.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm back in this dipper. The border's back. The border is back, y'all. I mean, like, how good does that feel? That to me is, I mean, of course, the border was, you know, between the border and the economy, it depended on what day of the week it was when it was polled. But the border was always one of the top two issues throughout the entire campaign season. Why? Because we cared about it so much and because it was affecting everybody. I mean, every state became a border state. It's just been absolute chaos. Well, Trump has now put a number of measures in place that are empowering the people of Customs and Border Patrol, ICE, the FBI, the Department of Justice, all of them are being, the military, all being given their marching orders, and they are, listen, it is amazing. First of all, one of the things he did, according to the Foundation for American Immigration Reform, was he declared a national emergency at the southern border. That gives him all kinds of leeway to do certain things, and it was high time to have an emergency declared. He also issued a series of executive orders that relate to direct securing of the border, like building the wall, preventing further entry of illegal aliens, which you think sounds like common sense, but it wasn't being done. When I say preventing, like stopped it. Like they're allowed to turn them back now. They're allowed to push for remain in Mexico. It's just a whole new day. Giving complete operational control of the borders of the United States to law enforcement to do what necessary. Cooperating with state and local. How about that? How many times did Texas get sued for just trying to put in barriers and put up concertina wire because they wouldn't do it? All right, he's also said he is bringing in the U.S. military. Right now, what we know is there are 1,500 U.S. troops, I believe from Fort Bragg, that are being mobilized to head to the southern border to assist in whatever capacity with enforcing our border controls. Now, I don't know what they're going to do, but I suspect they're going to be largely in support, freeing up the members of CBP to go out and do their jobs on the actual border itself. But I could be wrong. They might be actually manning the post. But I think there's going to be a whole lot of stuff in the background, like, you know, detention security and electronic support and drone warfare, you know, not warfare, but drone surveillance capability. And all these things are going to be in place, and the military is going to be assisting. How about protecting the people against invasion? Well, there's so many bullet points in this, I won't read them all, but one of the ones that I find to be just encouraging is it's called a 287G agreement. If you're not familiar, a 287G agreement is under the U.S. Code, Section 287G allows the federal government to authorize state and local officials to help enforce federal law. Where has that been all this time? They didn't just enact that law. It existed, but they wouldn't use it before. Can you imagine? I mean, this is something that we've had at our disposal the entire time, and they wouldn't do it under the Biden administration. Enter into 287G agreements that literally is like deputizing the locals in the state to do stuff on the southern border that is necessary to assist the federal authorities. My gosh! Does that just feel like common sense, or is it just me? I look at this.
Seems like common sense to me.
It's like finding out later on you had air conditioning in your car the whole time and you didn't know why you were sweating all those years. It's just nuts. My gosh. I mean, some of this stuff is just literally saying, let's use the tools we already have. Think about it. That's what we're doing. How about protecting the meaning of and value of American citizenship? And he does that several ways, but one of the most controversial is he instituted an executive order putting a policy in place to ban birthright citizenship. This one's going to be tough, and this one was already enjoined. So I want to say, how many states was it? 23 states sued right away?
I saw 14. It probably 14? Went up. I think it went up after that.
Anyway, a chunk of states immediately filed suit on this one. And the state of Washington, I believe.
Yeah, it was in Seattle.
Yes, the state of Washington actually moved for what's known as injunctive relief, which means, hey, judge, can you put a pause on any action like this? And the judge granted it today. So right now, we have a national injunction on the enforcement of the Birthright Citizenship Executive Order. But what that does is it potentially puts this thing before the Supreme Court of the United States to determine by interpretation of the constitutional provision that currently exists as to whether or not we can turn off illegal birthright.
22 states, by the way, have sued.
I was close.
Yeah.
All right, we got plenty more. I got some good stuff, including more Tom Homan. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. I'm talking about from Huntsville over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa over to Gadsden. I'm talking about, wow, big old patches of Georgia and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. You know, I got some great text messages like Jenny from Lacey Springs just said, all this feels like waking up from a bad dream. Such a relief. Hallelujah. And she's right. That's what we are literally waking up from the Biden bad dream. And it's just, it's refreshing. And by the way, I'm not so naive as to believe that every day is going to be perfect. But we weren't looking for perfect. We just wanted somebody to come in there and do the job. Because truthfully, Biden wasn't even doing the job. Like, he was an empty suit. He was literally drawing a paycheck for doing nothing. He was like a remote worker that sits and watches movies on the company time. That's all he was doing. And all we're, I mean, the idea that the 287G agreements could have been done all along to deputize local and state officials to help with, and they didn't do it? My gosh. So securing the southern border, this to me is one of the most dramatic changes as we're watching right now. Like, even on the big screen right now, I'm watching there are ICE raids going on left and right. They are literally seizing people, taking them off the streets. By the way, what that also means is they already knew where they were.
Exactly. And I saw videos of them, like, they had a list of who they're going after. And it's like they were dying to go after these people, but they couldn't. Their hands were tied. So they knew who they were going after right away.
I saw earlier today on social media, there was an immigration attorney, and I've forgotten where he was, but they raided his office today. Why would that be? Because they knew that he was probably forging documents and helping illegals get citizenship rights they shouldn't have had.
Yeah, and I know we just saw on Fox News the clip of the one guy from Haiti.
Oh, yeah.
He said, F Trump, Biden all the way.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you? That, you know, he knows full well how he got in the country.
Oh, that's exactly right. Red from Tony, Alabama says, how many of those states are, he says, JP, I think you need a sigh of relief sound effect. He said that earlier. But then he says, how many of those states that I was talking about are blue? The ones who were suing, all of them. They were all blue. These were all Democrat attorneys general that sued to try and stop the birthright citizenship issue. Matt from Madison, Alabama says, what is the problem with Senator Murkowski and Senator Collins? I feel like they should be primaried. They're not voting. Murkowski was primaried. She barely made it through. And I don't know that she'll make it again. But she's also, I mean, that crone is got to be, I mean, she's got to be in her upper 70s.
Yeah, she's up there.
And I don't know how old Susan Collins is, but I mean, I tell you what, man, while I'm doing these next couple text messages, see how old Murkowski and Collins are. Because I guarantee you they're both well into their 70s.
Collins is 72.
Okay.
And Murkowski is, let me see, Lisa Murkowski, 67.
Really?
She looks a lot older than 67.
She does. She looks a little bit like Gollum, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
So I'm being ugly now. All right, John from Huntsville says, hey, was Butters trying to sabotage Lee's performance so he could talk more? If he was, then massive extra credit points are coming his way. No, he was not. In fact,
he froze the stream while doing it and shut off my mic as well.
Yes, he snuck in here and did a few things during the break. No, he wasn't. Hey, listen, back on the border issue, though, the border is back. ICE, Daily Wire has a piece right here. ICE is resuming the use of the term alien and dropping the use of the word non-citizen when it comes to its official paperwork. Just little stuff. It's the little stuff, you know what I'm saying? It's the environment we're in now. Like, they're no longer going to say, well, non-citizens shall be handled this way. They're going to say illegal aliens. And oh, by the way, even legal aliens. It's just a whole new day. So, yeah, that's nothing but good. A memo went out from ICE Director Caleb Vitello to all personnel applying to internal and external communications, telling them they will replace the words non-citizenship with alienage. Loving that. I got another clip here. I'm going to go to clip two, if you don't mind. Tom Homan, this one's a little bit longer. He's doing an interview on CNN. He's talking about the arresting and removing of illegals, and he is pulling no punches. Let's go ahead and listen to Tom Homan once more. Play it.
And so what is happening as we speak is limited to those with criminal records?
That's the target of this operation. But like I said many times, in places like sanctuary cities where we can't arrest the bad person in the jail, we would like to have access to the jail to arrest a criminal alien in the safety and security of a county jail, which is safer for the community, safer for the officers, and safer for the alien. But when you release a public safety threat out of a sanctuary jail and won't give us access to him, that means we got to go to the neighborhood and find him. And we will find him. But when we find him, he may be with others. Others that don't have a criminal conviction but are in the country illegally, they will be arrested too. Because we're not going to strike, and this is the difference between the last administration and this administration, ICE is going to enforce the immigration law. There's nothing in the INA, the Immigration Nationality Act, says you got to be convicted of a serious crime in order to be removed from this country. So,
all right, stop there a second. I'm going to point something out. They are, the CNN anchor is like aghast. You can't see, but she's a little bit perplexed. So are you saying, she asked, are you saying that if you go to arrest someone, like an illegal criminal, like you say you're going to focus on the criminal illegal aliens, but if you get there and there's other illegal aliens who didn't commit a crime, you're going to arrest them too? And Tom Homan's like, basically like, yeah, what's your point? I mean, what he's saying is, if they'll let us go into the jails where they've been detained for criminal activity, we'll arrest them there and be done with it. And that's safer for everybody. But these sanctuary cities won't do that. He said, that's okay. If that's the case, we'll just go get them where they are. We'll take them off the streets. And oh, by the way, anybody else who's with them. So keep playing it.
There's going to be more collateral arrests in sanctuary cities because they forced us to go in the community and find the guy we're looking for.
Let me just make sure that I understand what you're saying, because at first you said that the first targets
She's
are those
so confused.
With criminal records. But you are also saying that those who are undocumented in the U.S., also who don't have criminal records, people who are working in their communities, maybe even have spouses who are American citizens, they could be swept up with ICE today as well?
What I'm telling you is when we go find our priority target, which is a criminal alien, if he's with others in the United States illegally, we're going to take enforcement action against him. We're going to enforce the immigration law.
She's
what
so confused.
Happens then? So the ICE officers gets an individual.
Hang on, pause it there. This is what we've been dealing with for the last 4 years. This is the air cover that the Biden administration got. They could do no wrong. It didn't matter what they, you see it right here. The anchor is so confused. What? So what you're saying, you'll actually arrest them? Yeah. So what happens then? I mean, do they go into detention? I mean, yeah. What?
What the left always assumes that the Trump administration is immediately going after. They have this picture in their mind of this blue collar like worker who has been here for 10 years and hasn't been undocumented. They're going for the criminals who have been assaulting citizens first, right? Like the people who are on terrorist watch list, the ones who have been committing crimes while they're here. We're not going after the blue collar hardworking Americans who just happen to be undocumented. They're going after criminals.
But guess what? If the criminal is hanging out with mm-hmm. the blue collar hardworking illegal, mm-hmm. guess what? That's called harboring, and they're taking you.
But it's just the message of y'all going after good people. No, they're going after criminals who are causing harm to citizens. People like the guy who killed Lake and Riley. Those are the types that they're going after.
But here's the interesting thing. Piece here on Fox that I've got in my hands. This came out yesterday. As of yesterday, Wednesday, Trump been in office since what? Half a day on Monday, all of Tuesday. By Wednesday, they already had hundreds of arrests nationwide as ICE was making sweeps. 460 arrests of illegal immigrants, including many who had criminal histories of sexual assault, domestic violence, drugs, and weapons crimes, just in a 33-hour period. In one 33-hour period, ICE nationwide went to work, brother. And what's really interesting is the only way that can happen that quick is if they already knew where they were and they had not been allowed to go get them. In other words, they had a case file and they had been held back. And guess what? The dog was let off the chain. Keep playing that clip a minute more.
Or a set of individuals and apprehends them. What next? What do these ICE officers do with them?
Because
in
jail.
Some cases, and you know this far better than I, they haven't been deported in the past because their country of origin won't take them.
Well, what happens after arrest, they're taken to an ICE office and they're processed and put in detention. While they're in detention, ICE officers work on travel documents. The host country sends travel documents saying, yeah, this is our citizen, this is our national. Then we make flight arrangements. So they could be in detention from a few days for a few weeks until that removal was made happen.
What if the host country doesn't want them, as has happened in the recent past?
We have various plans. We have various plans. Other countries are willing to take them. We have third safe country removals. So that's something we're working through. But I think you're going to see less of the recalcitrant countries. Countries won't take their citizens back under this president. Because this president has vowed that these countries will take them back. So I'll leave that up to the White House. But there will be negotiations with those countries who are pushing back on recalcitrancy. And they will be removed.
Outstanding. So what he's basically saying is, well, if they don't want to participate in taking back their own people, like their own people, then they will probably feel the pain. How about that? Y'all, we have a border again. It is a whole new day. I mean, this is shockingly fast. I didn't expect it to not happen. I didn't expect it to happen in 2 days, but that's what's happening right now. I got a piece here from theblaze.com, came out yesterday. A CNN analyst just recently reviewed a poll showing that there's been a, quote, massive shift in support for the deportation of illegal aliens among Americans in the past decade. You think? Why would that be? Oh, by the way, where was this poll before? This poll is, everybody knew. They wouldn't talk about it before. But now that we have a border, they'll talk about it. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now. When we come right back, I got to tell you, the other interesting piece that's about to happen is the fact that we have U.S. military being called up to head down to the border, too. And I don't mean like the National Guard from Texas. I'm talking about Trump's doing the call up of active duty troops. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. Hey, so I'm going to scan a couple of stories for you here just to put a wrap on this topic. First of all, I said earlier in the show, the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, has called for a special session of the state legislature to address Trump's immigration agenda and to see what state laws they can pass to augment at the state level what is happening to control illegal immigration. I love that. I think it's necessary. I think Alabama and Tennessee need to do the same. So there. Tennessee legislature is in session right now. Alabama's about to go back in very shortly. It is time to get it done. I say yes. We've also got an executive order that was signed, according to the National Pulse, Dateline today. Donald Trump signed an executive order suspending the physical entry of immigrants through designated ports of entry. So in other words, it's not just the ones who are swimming the Rio Grande. It's not just the ones who are climbing over the hills down by San Diego. It's not just the ones that are coming in on boats, you know, off the shore. He's actually saying, we're not letting anybody in right now. The order instructs the authorities to immediately turn back or eject anyone who's trying to enter the country illegally, even through a port of entry. In other words, if they're coming here with no visa, if they're coming here with an attempt to claim asylum, if they're just coming here to say, I want in, no, sorry, we're done with you right now. This is huge. Yeah, I can't even begin. I mean, I've been talking about this now for almost the entire 4 years of the Biden administration. I can't begin to describe to you how huge this is. He also, by the way, issued a Make America First executive order that puts sanctuary cities on alert. He's told them basically, you had better get your deep blue city sanctuary policies in order, or you're going to wind up feeling some pain from the federal government. And it doesn't mean they're going to wind up, like, you know, dropping bombs on them. But what he is saying is you may wind up seeing a suspension of federal dollars, and you also may wind up seeing raids that come in from ICE. And there could be others who are going to wind up having to pay the penalty who stood in the way, like local law enforcement leaders and or elected leaders who chose to try and defy the effort to curtail illegal immigration. This is crazy. This is big. This is huge. Last one I'll say is this. We got a surge at the border in military. Now, I will go ahead and mention that yes, I'm aware there were a little over 2,000 U.S. troops already at the southern border. There were. The Biden administration did send some. They didn't send enough. They are more than double National Guard troops on the border from Texas than there are federal troops across the entire border ranging through all states. But right now, the Trump administration is saying, I'm leaving that 2,200 of them there, and I'm adding at least 1,500 more active duty troops. They're going to go down there right now. The SecDef has been told to order as many units or members of the armed forces, including the Ready Reserve and the National Guard, to support the DHS on the border as necessary. And he also said this will be for command and control. It'll be for air operations. I imagine there'll also be some security, like, you know, MPs guarding detention facilities. There'll be drone operations. There'll be probably support medical and cyber and all of it. But they won't have law enforcement authority, meaning what it's doing is it's freeing up CBP to go do their job, because CBP had turned into nothing more than a large processing center. And that's all being freed up. Y'all, listen, I know I said it, but the border's back. The border's absolutely back. And it's a whole new day. And if nothing else were to happen than what I just read in the last hour, if nothing else happened, he's already done more in 3 days than the Biden administration did in 4 years. Let that sink in. Several text messages. Mike from Huntsville says that it's obvious the left doesn't know or understand the laws on immigration. No, they don't. They choose not to. How about that? Brad from Laredo, Tennessee says, all illegal aliens that cross the border illegally committed a crime, period. End of conversation. I agree. Graham from Meridianville says the media is still amazed when a politician actually does what they say they're going to do. It's true. It's like, what do you mean? I told you I would. But you're actually doing it. Yes, I am. James from Russellville, Alabama says, once ICE catches an illegal alien and they go to the processing center, how long does the processing take? I don't know. I think some of that's going to depend on, and Tom Homan said it in one of his segments that I've got, may not be a part of that I played, is it depends on whether the deportation is going to a country that is having to process them first and make sure that they've got the ability to verify their status as a citizen and all that kind of stuff. Gary MS from Huntsville says, is there a plan to get American workers back in the workforce? Gary, that's a little off topic, but I would say yes. Number one, executive order today required everybody to go in the federal government to stop working remotely and go back to their offices. What that does, I realize it's not the same thing you're asking for, but what it does is it literally establishes that a work ethic is required again that may or may not have been there before. There's like an era of professionalism being restored, and I think that's important. John from Huntsville has the grades in with moments to spare. He says, Lee, Butters, and JP all get a solid A for their equally solid performances, but today's winner is obviously magnificent Phil Williams with a perfect A triple plus, and I am proud to read it out loud. Thank you very much, John. Thank you very much. You know that was good. Yeah, I see your smile. You know.
I would have gotten better if Butters didn't sabotage everything over here. It's Butters' fault.
Butters is being blamed for the gremlins that were in the machine. All right, listen, you guys. Amazing show. We got good stuff for tomorrow. Just remember this. There are more of us than there are of them. God's still on his throne. Y'all stay in the fight. We'll see you tomorrow.